I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There's a new superhero coming soon to TV screens in India, not that country's version of Spider-Man or The Incredible Hulk. This superhero bears an uncanny resemblance to India's Olympic boxer, Mary Kom. Adrija Bose is a social media editor for the Huffington Post in New Delhi. She says this is all about an athlete who is a real inspiration for many in her country.
Mary Kom is like a phenomenon in India. You know, she's won the 2012 Olympic bronze medal for us. She's also the only woman boxer in the world to have won a medal in 6 world championships. And she comes from a very humble background. Like, she comes from Manipur, which is the northeastern part of the country. And her parents were farmers. And despite that, she was very passionate about boxing.
And I gather she's training for the Rio Olympics. But this is a story about much more than an athlete. I mean, she's inspired a Bollywood blockbuster about her life last year. And now there's a project to start an animated series around her. She's going to be a superhero?
Absolutely. She's going to be a superhero now for the country. Well, I think she was a superhero for a lot of people before that. You know, she's been the sports icon. And, you know, there are too many things here. So, A, she defines that women empowerment in a whole new different level here. She's the mother of 3 kids. And despite that, she spends her time most of the time at the ring. And she went on to win these awards. Besides that, she does a lot of other things. Like, she's also associated with the health ministry because Manipur is also one place with this huge drug abuse. So she campaigns against that whole issue, the drug abuse. So, you know, so she's not just been an athlete. She's done like so many things. And Bollywood is so huge in India, but we don't have actors from Northeast. So she being a woman and this athlete, she's done phenomenal work.
I mean, she's a strong woman role model, has to be said, a fighter in a time when women are pushing back in India, when the Delhi gang rape is still fresh. Is she part of this kind of pushback?
Yes. I mean, given that, you know, there's Delhi gang rape happening and you know how women are portrayed in the country. So she's an idol, right? So she is a fighter and she stands for all those things. So when she's out there, you know, there's some hope. I mean, there's somebody who's fighting out there. So, you know, you can too. So she's like an inspiration. So there might be like, you know, we may not fight a boxing match, but when you see Mary Kom, you know that you can fight. You have to fight daily and she's like an inspiration. Absolutely, yes.
When she puts on her gloves, she's literally fighting. But with this cartoon series, is it going to be more like the fight for truth, justice, and the Indian way?
Yes, I think so. Though it hasn't been revealed what it's going to be all about. It's going to be for girls. It's going to be for little kids. But I am assuming it's going to be a lot more than that. And we've also had superheroes before her who've represented women empowerment.
Yeah, like who?
We recently had this comic book called Priya Shakti. The idea was based on the whole Delhi gang rape. And Priya is essentially, the fictional character Priya, is essentially a rape survivor. So she fights for gender equality. She battles gender crimes in the country. It was conceptualized in 2012 after the Delhi gang rape. The Indians relate to it because Priya is this girl fighting against these gender crimes with the blessings of goddess Parvati.
So the Mary Kom animated series will spread this message of empowerment. I'm just curious, how many girls in India box because of Mary Kom?
I know for a matter of fact that in Mary Kom's boxing academy, she has her own boxing academy. It has like around 50 rising great stars. Young women.
Adrija, have you ever had an urge to try out boxing yourself?
Yes, I think I will do it.
Adrija Bose, social media journalist, speaking with me from New Delhi.
Thank you so much.
Girls and women who kick butt and take names, that's what you're going to hear on The World next week as part of our special series, Teach Her. Every day we'll feature stories about girls and women's education, including one about women learning how to surf in Iran.
This is an opportunity to write in the history books and teach the first Iranian women to surf. Today, surfing in Iran is born, and it's a story shaped by women.
Women teaching women how to surf along the southern coast of Iran. That's part of our series, Teach Her, next week right here on The World. And we want you to be a part of it. Are you a girl who's a sports star in your town? How are you making sports a part of your life? We want to know. Send us a pic of you on the move. Tweet it to us using the hashtag TeachHer.